to you and to you. What would Jamie do?
Hello guys, before I start, what would Jamie do? You know what I do? I drink my tea. So let's go for the ASMR.
Oh, fuck. Is that it?
No. Yeah, you guys heard that. What's today's tea? It's Daisy Garden. Okay, nice. I'll taste it. Tastes like the same tea that I had last week. Hello, guys. This is your girl, Jamie. Actually, today, I have a special guest with me.
And special.
He wants to say hello to you.
I do. I really do. Hello, everybody. My name is Justin. Nice to meet you all.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Jamie's.
Let's talk about how we became friends.
How did we become friends?
They
were mutuals.
We were mutuals in Arirang.
Right.
And
right.
You do your radio show.
Right,
do
radio
talk
and the
it?
Nah, we don't gotta talk.
You well, don't
it's
want
not
to, okay.
a radio. No, I don't do the radio. I go on as a guest on the radio, but it's a different show called Wink. When in Korea.
Okay.
And there's another one called Gangnam Insiders,
nice.
Which I'll be hosting probably next month.
In
reality and shoot, yeah, it's okay. Post production.
As you guys know, that I host for ASC, and we have a mutual friends in Arirang, so we met through Sarah.
Sarah.
Uh-huh. All right, so little introductions before I start the show. What Would Jamie Do is an advice show where I tell you what I, Jamie, would do if I were in your sticky situation. And Justin's going to be there for me and he's going to tell you about his side.
Right.
Okay.
But before I start, that's such a good name. Did you come with it?
No, Eric
what
came
Jamie
up
do?
With it.
Oh, it's WWJD.
Like, what would Jesus do?
Did
yeah,
you,
that you know
purpose?
That
you
shit.
That?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Christian
okay.
boy. Yeah, WWJD.
Yeah. All right, so how do listeners participate? Mm-hmm. We're going to email us at WWJD@thedivestudios.com or call us via phone or Skype. +1 209 322 9953 and leave us a cute voicemail. So see, we don't have a voicemail yet. So we want to hear your voices. We're going to keep it anonymous. So please make sure and let us know. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at WWJD_podcast. We're going to watch clips from the show on YouTube.com/Dive Studio. This is the most important part. Rate and review us on iTunes to keep this shit going. If you don't, this is going to be gone real soon. So we don't have a voicemail today, so I want Justin to read it. And Justin just told me right now he can't read. That's why he didn't finish his university. But
no, I'm still a student.
Really?
I'm still a student. It's not, I didn't finish. You're going to make it sound like I was just joking, girl. All right,
we're
going
to read the nickname first.
Nickname.
And the message.
Okay, so this one is from International Lover. Whoa, what a nice name. I wonder what that means.
International Lover.
Just loves
I think
all
it's like
races.
A long distance love.
Okay, International Lover. Okay, here we go. Okay. International Lover says, "Dear Jamie, so there's this guy I like and he's such an amazing person. I'm a girl in Canada, but he's a guy from America and we've never met." Oh, okay. Never met, okay. "I've already told him how I feel and he said he's pretty sure he has feelings for me too, but he's scared. A friend of mine thinks I'm crazy for developing feelings for someone I've never met before. Another friend of mine thinks I'm desperate. Am I desperate or do I actually have feelings for him? Sorry for laughing. I'm not laughing at you. This is… I can relate. That's why."
Okay.
So it's a little embarrassing, but
Justin can relate.
Yes, I can actually.
So have you ever been in a relationship or you wanted to start a relationship when you didn't like see…
It's happened before, yeah.
Really?
This was like 3 years ago. I met her on Instagram.
Okay.
And then she seemed super chill. And then we just started talking, DMing, and then video calling, and just talking all the time.
Okay.
And then just after a couple months, I was like head over heels over here. But it wouldn't work because she's all the way in the States. And I was
in
Korea.
Right.
And then, yeah, after a couple months, it just fizzled out. But it's like, when the guy says he's scared, I don't know what he's scared about.
Because, yeah, that's what I was talking about. If the guys are straightforward about their feelings, they don't give.
Right, you just fall head over heels.
Yeah.
Especially the guy. Should. So I don't… Is he? International
so do you
lover?
Think she's desperate? Or do you think that she has feelings for him?
I don't like that word desperate though. Right? Because maybe
why
she's
lonely.
Why
are you always desperate, bitch?
Yo, shit. Okay. To be honest, yeah. Okay, I get why she might think she might be being desperate.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just lonely. A lot of people get lonely. And then sometimes you meet someone that's not nearby that you can really talk
still,
to.
Yeah,
and you really relate to and you're comfortable around. Right?
So in my position… And in my perspective, I cannot really develop my feelings if I don't meet the person.
Okay.
By like, you know.
But let's not sugarcoat it. To be honest, it's not going to work out. Because if it's long distance and you've never met, I'm sorry.
Said it out there. Okay.
No, because that's why it didn't work out for me. If it's long distance and you've never met, even people that you do know in person, it won't work out. Right? It could start off great. So it's that much harder. And I've been in like a legit long distance too.
But then American and Canada is not that long, is it? I don't know the difference.
Well, it depends on like which state and which region of Canada. Mm-hmm. But,
It's pretty much.
It's not as bad as, I guess, like the US and Korea, like halfway across the world.
Right. I mean, like their time difference is not that.
Oh, no, no. It's like a couple hours, I think.
So I think.
Don't check it.
For me, I'll tell you, it doesn't work out. Because for me, I never tried or have been in a relationship with someone outside my country. And if it's in the country and we still have like an hour apart, I can't. And I need to be in the same state. Like
same city. The same like,
line. Totally, so like a 20, 30 minute. You know, difference. Yeah. Still, that was hard for me.
Yeah, especially in the early stages because like, you always want to be with them, right?
Yeah.
And you're always curious, what are you doing? Where are you? I want to see you. You want to be in that distance where you can see them.
If I have like an opportunity to go to see him, then I would just go. And if it takes like an hour, then I can't like, you know.
That's the same for me. If it's too far, no matter how much I like her, it's not going to last long. But I do want to say one thing also to International Lover.
Go.
We tried not to sugarcoat. We're being honest. But kudos to you for actually throwing yourself out there, right?
Right.
I mean, she told him how she feels.
And
so she should have no regrets no matter what happens, right? So it's not a bad idea. Even if the relationship might be a bad idea, you should always be honest with your feelings, I think.
Right.
You don't need to hide it. You know, don't have a crush on somebody if you're really interested. Just let them know and then see what happens. If it doesn't work out, it's not going to work out anyways.
Damn. Yeah. That was straightforward.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Good.
But so, it says the guy, you know.
He's scared. Like,
yeah, he's scared. What do you think about
it? What kind of guy is he if we're being scared, if he's interested in a girl?
Do you think he's just making like excuses or…
I think so. He's covering his ass.
Really?
As in like, he might… He's interested, but he doesn't want a relationship. That's what
I
think. Yeah.
So what does he want?
Because he's lonely too. So he's going to keep talking to her until he finds a girl nearby. That's what I think. To be honest, not that he's a dick.
He's a dick. He's a dick.
Okay, if you have a dick, you're a dick, right?
But he has a bad one.
Maybe it's not like he's trying to lead her on intentionally, but he has these feelings. That's why he keeps talking to her, right? He definitely has feelings for her, but
then
he just
like
knows
this.
He might find someone else who's closer.
He doesn't want her, but he just wants her.
No, he wants her. She's just not there. That's why he's scared.
So he might would develop it be feelings different for someone if, else. If they're in the same country?
Oh yeah, I definitely think so. Oh no, wait, in the States?
Yeah.
Like far away, apart?
No. If they're in the same…
Same state, same area.
Same area.
Oh, definitely, I think so, yeah. If they're both… If she developed feelings for him and she thinks that he has similar feelings… And he said, look, he's pretty sure he has feelings for her too. That's what she said. Then I think it would have worked out. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes this stuff just doesn't pan out.
See, and the girl's perspective… When the guy says they're scared or something…
Alright, I'll keep going. I'm
sorry. It's just… Nonsense, you know.
Okay.
In the girl's perspective, she says she told him that she has feelings, right? And then when he kind of backs off, she's gonna be like, "Okay, is he playing with me, or like, is this real, or am I the only one who has the same feeling for him? Like, what does he want? Because they've been talking, they've been doing the same things, right? They've been talking, they've been calling, they've been like talking to each other for a long time." They're in the same situation. But when she comes out with her feelings and then it kind of like feels that he kind of backed off. Really?
No. But her question is she… Okay, for the guy, I get it. You think that he's leading her on a little bit, right?
Yes.
Right? He's not legit.
He's playing.
I could see that. But I feel like maybe he is. Okay, yeah. But is she desperate? I don't think so. I don't think
you're
desperate.
Not desperate.
No. And do you actually have feelings for him? Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
If you have feelings, you have feelings. Feelings are it's a very fickle thing, right? You
but
can't
I don't
your
think
feelings.
It's like a really deep feeling for him.
Oh, for the guy.
No. Yeah, for the guy. But for the girl, I think she's kind of getting it serious on the state of getting it serious. Should she meet him or not serious? You know what I mean?
In the end though, if you're really interested and a girl tells you the feelings, like, oh, I have feelings for you and straight up. A guy's not gonna be, oh, I do too, but I'm scared. No, if you're interested, gonna shit. The guy's gonna, so unfortunately.
He's gonna fly.
Find a better guy. Find
to
a man.
Canada this to is, see you.
Yeah, that's so true though.
Yeah, he's gonna fly.
Yeah, I would.
Canada to see you. Yeah.
So find a man. This is a boy.
Yeah.
Oh. International lover, find a man for yourself. Okay. You can do better. You can definitely do better, girl.
All right, our thing, main thing for sure. Find a man, not a boy.
There we go.
Any questions?
That's what Jamie would do, right? Is that what Jamie would do?
Me?
Yeah.
I would fly to Canada if I have a boy.
Okay. So you'd fly to…
Fuck my life. Yeah. But yeah. Yes, for girls too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's for every girl, but for me, if I have someone I like, I would go to his place or like where he goes, like lives. But I don't think I'm going to like put it up to a relationship if it's too far. And if I can't see it, like the future.
You just said… Even an hour is too far for you.
Yeah,
said,
it's
how are you going to fly to Canada for
I'll
a guy
just see him.
Oh,
you know, I'll just see him. And then…
Okay.
I don't know. Like, yeah. I never had a feeling who was… Like, who lives like a long distance.
So from the start, if you know that they're far away, you'll kind of not develop feelings anyways. Yeah. Even if you're a little interested, you're just kind of like…
Always
far away and you don't try hard. Like, you're not going to keep developing those feelings. I got you. Okay. That makes sense, yeah.
If he comes around to his home and then be like…
That's very mature of you, actually.
But it's for me. I never had a long relationship. And if I ever had, I think I would be the one who would just like depart and then like my feelings would…
You mean long distance or are you talking about long-term
long relationship? Long distance.
Okay, you never had a long distance relationship. Right.
Long distance? Bye-bye.
No, bye-bye. Yeah.
And the guy needs to be a man.
Yep. No boys. No boys in here.
No boys.
Men, please.
Okay, then. Meet another guy. Bye. Yeah. That's like…
I agree, yeah.
Good.
That's what I want to say.
All right, so we have another message. Should we move on?
That makes me sad.
Don't be, because we have more sad, depressing messages. So the nickname that we have for this message is single as fuck. Single AF. Damn, I hope this is not from my friend.
I feel you.
Do you know Inbyeori?
That was for me, actually. Single as fuck.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, before we start another message, I drink a tea.
Okay. You can just do some ASMR. All right.
Nice. That straight up tasted like the last week's tea. I'm not kidding. Okay. I'm going to read this for you.
All right.
Nickname single AF. Hi, my love. So I'm just going to go straight into my problem because it's a long story. Mm. My best friend is 20, going on 21. And she has never had a boyfriend. Which personally, I don't see as a problem. Because some guys are just jerks and eventually she'll find out the right one. But being in college and seeing all her college friends booed up is making her feel so down and insecure. She's been on dating apps and has been on dates and goes to parties every weekend. But no guy seems to want to get into a serious relationship and only wants one thing. Mm. She's been so sad lately and crying and been calling herself ugly or asking if something's wrong with her. She's such a cute girl. Like, she's very beautiful with a 4.0 GPA.
Oh, she's smart.
Like, she has so much worth. Even though I've been telling her I'm always there for her because I'm her best friend, it's just not the same. I love her so much and I don't know what to show, make her see that nothing's wrong with her. Can you please, please, please help me figure out what to tell her to make her feel better? Okay, so it's not her problem. It's her friend's problem then.
We never know though.
Yeah.
So it's my friend. It's not me.
Oh, okay. We never know. Okay, that's
friend,
a good point.
Okay, so her friend is single as fuck, right? Single AF. Right?
Yeah. That's what she said.
If she's 21 or going on 21?
Going on 21. So she's the same age as me then.
Never had a boyfriend.
Because in American age, I'm 21.
When was your first boyfriend then? Since you guys are like kind of the same, similar age, Jamie.
My
what age?
Boyfriend?
Yeah, what age? Your first kind of… What,
when
what
I was
do you consider?
5.
What? Oh, that kindergarten shit?
Yeah, I've been like…
We're playing house. Today, you're my boyfriend. I could just see that. I could see you doing that.
First, very deep… I will call like a serious relationship. I had my boyfriend when I was 20.
20?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my serious relationship.
My first serious relationship was around 21.
Yeah, we were like similar from
so
her
it's
and
not,
us.
It's not too late, you know? It's like…
No, we like… So see, the problem is not like the, you know, too late problem. I think it's the guys see her. They just only want one thing.
And all her friends already have like legit boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
They're booed up. It's
and she wants like something serious. Mm. Like a serious relationship. But
what one thing do guys always want? What is that? I don't understand.
Sex.
What is that? Oh, what? Is that the only thing guys want?
The guys are not… Like in your age, like 20 to 21, they don't… I don't think they have like serious… like relationship. They don't think of serious things.
그치.
They just want guys, fun. Yeah. They just want like a one happy day.
That's such a good point.
Right?
Because it's so different for girls and guys at that age.
That's what I felt.
So the sucky part, here's where I'm going to get to the guy-girl thing.
Let's go.
The sucky part for the girls always is like first boyfriends are always going to be shitheads. They're going to be dumb as fuck.
Really?
And yeah, always. Okay, not always.
Yeah. Okay.
But then you broke up for a reason, right?
Right.
And then you're going to keep moving on, find someone better and better and better. The older you get, the guys that you'll be meeting will be of higher quality. You know what I mean? Better. They're more fermented.
Because like we see more…
Like an older wine. Like, you start with soju and then you get into that wine. You know what I mean? Yeah,
okay.
What is this? What are you doing? She's doing a little…
Because like while you grow up and like after relationships, you're going to see more sides of the guy. Like,
right.
It's no, but not all about the face.
At that age…
Maybe.
In that peer group, even if you find a good guy… You're going to have to like wait till the guy matures anyways. That's how I feel.
So…
Because at that age, I was very immature.
So in your 20 and 21, what was your perspective in relationship?
I was a pretty good boy. So like I wanted a legit relationship. No, but that's the thing. Even
fuck
a guy… No, I'm going to be real here. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I know how dumb guys are. I wanted like legit stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so bad at it. And I was so jealous, so petty… So stupid, so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was one of the guys that really wanted like a long term, like I'm gonna marry this girl, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
Even then, even if you find a guy with that kind of mindset at that age, it's really hard to like make it work. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So especially for girls, because girls have a, you know, it's like the thing, like they have a higher maturity kind of level than a guy.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say something to cheer you up or cheer your friend up.
I hope
she's listening. So she's 21, doesn't have a legit relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 28, I'm still struggling out here. So cheer up. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah, I think the age is not really the…
Yeah, don't worry about your age.
Yeah.
Like,
See, Justin,
it takes time.
Yo, he's still dumb.
This is like 8 years after what you're going through is what's happening to me right now. So
right?
Just don't worry about it. Cheer up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still here. I'm still alive.
Can you please help me figure out what I could tell her to make her feel better?
Say Justin's 28. He's still got nobody. So don't worry about it. That should make her feel better.
See, I have a friend called Justin,
and
he's 28.
Yeah, and he's still…
He's still struggling.
Mm-hmm.
He's still having a hard time for meeting someone.
But I'm still happy.
All right.
You just gotta find happiness somewhere else.
All right. So what I could tell you is age is not like a really big deal to like meet someone. If she wants to be in a deep relationship, it takes time. Not everything can be simple if you want something deep. Ooh. If you want deep, you gotta find someone… Deeper and deeper. And then maybe you can find the one. You never know. For me, you don't really have to be in a lot of relationship for causing to know like who's good for you, who's not. So yeah, I hope you don't make your decision that hurts you.
So I got a question for you, Jamie.
Let's go.
Who was like the worst boyfriend that you ever had?
I was not on a date.
Uh-huh.
It was on a time lapse of like getting to know this guy mm-hmm. date.
Okay. This is your worst.
Yeah, this is the worst.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's just… I wouldn't call it a date.
Okay.
So it was just like a big party and I met this guy. Mm-hmm. And he was cute, you know? Like we were just giving like eye signs. We were like, hey, what's up? Like, and he was
like… Oh, you feel
what's
it?
Good? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like…
You got little parts in your eyes.
You good? Because I'm good. And he's like, are you going to come or should I go? And he's like, I'm going to go. Just give him some time. Okay. Like kind of… Eye contact.
Kinda,
you know that kind of… Yeah.
Oh, you had this conversation?
I was like, when are you going to come? Okay. I'm gonna come soon. Just like give me a 5 minute.
I'm damn,
like,
girl.
I'm
okay.
I'm gonna wait. Uh-huh. And then I was just playing with my friends. And he was like… Tapping on my shoulder. Uh-huh. Be like… Hey.
And then you're like, probably like…
I'm like, oh. In my mind. I was like, oh, you came. Like kind of late. But okay. I was like, hey. And then… Like, hey, you wanna like… I saw you. I saw you looking at me over there. And I was like, yeah, I saw you too. And he was like, we were talking.
Okay.
And then… Legit, we've been talking for like an hour.
It sounds great so far.
I know. Yeah. Like we were talking about like what we'd like, what we like to do, and then he gave me a drink. And I was like, oh, I don't drink, but I'll just like take yours because I was just like flirting, you know? I'll take yours because you gave me. And then he's like, oh, thank you. And then we were talking.
Mm.
And then I went to the toilet.
Okay.
And then he was doing that to the other girl.
Oh, snap.
And I was like, hey. And then he was like… He was just so calm. He was like, hey, this is like Jessica. And like her name.
Okay.
It's not her name. But he was like, Jessica. And I'm like, hi, Jessica. And he was like, oh,
and
who is this?
Straight up flirting with her?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So he was like doing the same shit, you know? Like, in the girl sense. Girl sense this radiating thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay. You want to come out? Girl sense. And then he took me out. All right. And he was asking me where I lived.
Okay. Wait, after he was flirting with that other girl?
Yeah.
And then continuing on, he asked you where you live.
Right. So I think she kind of like canceled it. You know, like canceled him out. He was asking me
where, he's one of those.
Where I live. And I was like, oh, I live like near there. And he's like, want to go? I was like, go where? He's like, no, I thought.
Oh, to your house?
Yeah.
He's just straight up, you want to go to your house?
So he legit asked my house, my address. And I was like, no. And he's like, he was like this. Oh, I thought you wanted that. I thought we were thinking the same thing.
Okay. So we have a word for this, right?
Yeah.
A fuckboy.
Yeah. And he was like, boy. He was so 당당해. Yeah,
we need an alarm for like fuckboy.
He
boy
was
alert.
Fucking like, 당당해. I was like, how could you be a legit fuckboy and act like a fuckboy but so calm?
Right.
So he's like, oh, I thought we were thinking the same thing, no? And I was like, no. I don't know what you're talking about. He's like, oh, you just wasted my time.
Oh,
and then
what?
He went back.
He said
in.
That to you?
Yeah.
To your face?
Yeah.
Did you smack him across the face after?
No, that? I was like, oh, there is those bitches.
Boy, you ooh.
Oh, they were living humans, those bitches.
Okay.
So there's straight up boys who wants that.
Just straight up.
Just no, even straight up that.
Even if they do want it, the fact that he blatantly told you that and then you said no, and then he goes, oh, you wasted my time, and just walks away.
I know.
I think he's just like less evolved. I don't think he's like a cockroach of society.
What was your worst?
That's the same question.
No.
Okay.
In your act.
Oh, like…
Not the girl side. Oh, like what did you do?
Like the worst date I put on for a girl?
Yes. In a relationship.
Let me think. I would love to say never, but obviously I can't. But see, I wouldn't know because it's how the girl…
No, but like…
Oh, I'll tell you the worst reception I got.
Okay, good. Let's go.
Okay, so I take this girl… Wait. Is this the worst one?
I'll give you some time.
I mean, I've had my share of really bad dates. Let me think real quick. What's the worst one?
So it's like you've been on a date, but she never called you back. And you think of the reason.
That's happened like, I think twice. Where they don't come back ever.
What is
for
love?
For no reason. Right.
Okay.
But usually they give me an answer like straight up. It's not going to work because of this. Boom.
So what was the baddest reason like that the girl gave you?
She said I was too immature. And then that's like the worst thing a guy can hear. Because we know we're immature. But when you take a girl on a date, you try to act mature. I'm sure all the guys will feel this. Mm-hmm. Right? No matter what age you are. Like even when you're like 18 and you take a girl out. You're trying to like, you know, pay for it.
Yeah, right.
You
know, right.
I got, let me pick you up here.
Yeah.
I'll take you out here.
Talk like a man. Yeah. Act like a man.
I was like, oh, I got this. Don't worry.
Yeah. You know?
And then, so I did my part, I feel like. But then the whole night, the longer we spent time together, I remember she was really quiet. And then we went into a movie at the end. I guess one bad thing. First dates, don't go to movies, basically. Mm. I think. It's not the best date.
The first date.
Yeah, on the first date. Maybe second or third. But anyway, so I made the mistake because I was young. In the first date, we went to a movie at the end, at night. And I tried to hold her hand. And then it was so embarrassing because, you know, you kind of reach over for the hand. And you just like, try to hold it. And then she'd be like, and really aggressive. It was just like you know, if she's just a little uncomfortable, she could just be like… what are you doing? Like kind of that reaction. Right, but she's like, boom. And she didn't even stare at me. She's just like, I touched her head. I was just like, boom. And she didn't even look at me. I'm like, shit. And I was like sweating, face red. I wanted to get the fuck out of there so fast. But yeah, I think for me, that was the most embarrassing.
Okay, let's go to the last question. Can you do the last question?
Oh, I like this nickname. Nickname.
Oh, no, wait.
What's up?
The T.
All right, okay, let's go. You like drinking soju right now.
Nah.
Like, All right.
Nah.
Okay. This is the last one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nickname. Sender is Spam. S-P-A-M.
Spam.
This
like
is,
spam?
This is one Spam. Yep.
Like spam?
Yep. Just Spam. Spelt Spam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So from Spam. Spam says, hi Jamie. Smiley face. I hope you're doing well.
What's good?
Right. And then, girl, let me tell you… …. I'm on this dating app trying to meet new people because I just moved from Georgia to California. Oh, you from
Tinder.
ATL? I live in ATL.
Right. Is he using Tinder?
I don't know. This guy got the wrong idea though. I told him I want friends and he spams my phone.
Whoa.
I got a lot to say about this one. Okay.
You're going to say it, please.
I'll say it after I finish. Right. So this guy got the wrong idea though. I told him I want friends and he spams my phone. So I think she met someone through the dating app and he's like hitting her up like crazy. I don't want to deal with that. I tried just not responding but he'll text me even more. What the fuck do I do?
That's change your fucking phone says, number. K-k-.
She wrote k-k-k-k-k-k-k. Right. First of all, I have a question about this.
Why do you give your phone numbers?
No, no, you not. Yeah, that too. But see, here's the thing. Do girls really use dating apps just to find new friends?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, I. But oh, I never. Do?
See, that's it. He's nodding. He's nodding no. I'm thinking no, but the girls are nodding yes. This is that's so weird. I did not think girls really use dating apps just to find friends.
So what would
guys
use
don't
it
think
for?
That? Because why would you go on a dating app to find a good friend?
Okay. To be honest,
like, would you go on Tinder to look for a good friend?
To be honest,
100% honesty.
I've tried it because I wanted to see how much guys would like my photo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, see that. Yeah, those kind of things.
That's the only purpose that I used. Okay, so I wanted to see how much guys would like my photo and be interested in my face, and then would like I want to see how they talk to girls and like how to flirt girls because it's fucking funny.
See what kind of games going on.
Okay, so okay, I captured this. So last time I went to San Diego. My friends were, and my friend and I was like, oh, let's just like,
I think I heard about this.
Let's just put a, like up on Tinder and let's see how much boys you like can like talk to you.
So I know
like,
this story.
I don't want in a really serious relationship or anything. I don't think it's possible to find anyone in apps. Me personally.
Okay.
And this is the, like, this is what he said. Are you the SAT? Because I do you for 3 hours and 45 minutes with a 10 minute break in the middle for snacks.
Actually, that's okay. Here's the thing.
And I was like, oh. And then he was like, I mean, only if you're down. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, if you're down for this, sat. And okay, there's another one.
Cool, but I like that one. That's pretty clever.
Really?
Like, he could have been, okay, I get it. It's like dirty, it's stupid, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
But it's funny. At least he's got some kind of like cleverness going on there. It's not like,
that was
dick pic, what you doing? It's
oh,
not like
no,
that.
No, yeah, yeah,
he was just like, he got a little joke going on.
There's this other one. He's a fucking poet. Like, this is a fucking poet.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's from Nick.
Okay, so this is the message you actually got while you were on a dating app in San Diego.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, this is a true
story.
He's
like,
people.
Word is hot, girl, summer is over, but I say we're running back one last time because you're definitely a hot girl and I'm definitely trying to see what's up with you. So what do you say? We do it, we do run it one more and close this out the night the way we get go drinks or something.
Damn.
And I was like, Nick, try again. He's like, pretty girl, I was really just thinking if you want to take some ramen. And I was like, bitch, that was racist, motherfucker. And yeah, there was so many fucking like…
he's a rapper though. Wait, can I see that
picture?
He's the first message he sent, it's like a rap. Is this one?
Yeah.
Word is hot, word is hot, girl, summer is over, but I say we run it back one last time. What's it? Because you're definitely a hot girl and I'm… what's he saying? I'm definitely trying to see what's up with you. So he's rapping on you right now, right? Okay, that's pretty funny.
So these pickup lines for me were so hilarious. Mm-hmm. So that's why I would use, like, the only purpose I would use is just look at this pickup lines and laugh and see how many get, like, heart I get.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, so you have fun with it too, right?
Yeah.
But so what I was saying is he agrees with me.
About
guys
what?
Don't go on Tinder or whatever dating app just for fun or to find friends, right? Most guys don't.
So they're looking for…
But girls…
For relationships.
No, because there's like… I've been on it before just for fun.
No.
But… No. Yeah. Well, I do. For a relationship at least. Like dating or other. You know what I mean? But the thing is… When girls have that little like, description… Like… Only friends. I'm only looking for friends.
Mm.
It's just like… No matter how hard you are, I'm just… No, peace out. What do you mean just friends? Like why? You don't got friends? Like… You know what I mean?
But we're for real looking for friends. For me, I am.
No, but I understand. I'm not making fun of that. I was just like, okay, so girls really… I just wanted to get confirmed. So every guy out there should know now. We got to confirm from Jamie, our producers, and from our letter writer, Sender Spam.
Mm-hmm.
We now know, guys, we figured it out. Girls really do use dating apps just to find friends.
Okay, so…
Okay, so…
This is my first time using the dating app,
which
I wouldn't call it. I used it.
You were just doing like a social experiment.
Yeah.
For fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And but if I have the time or the opportunity to use it like for real, I would write the caption if I really wanted friends, like as that as I want. And then if I met
just
you in
out.
Person, if I met someone in person and he was like fucking hot and he was like fire, he's like my fucking ideal type. He has like brown eyes, he has curly hairs, then I would…
Would you say brown?
Think of as in a relationship.
Such your style? Brown eyes?
No, green eyes. Sorry.
Green eyes and curly hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I would be like, So, what do you do next week?
What are you doing next week? What are you doing tonight?
Yeah. Like, I would have feelings if someone comes out as my ideal type. Yeah. But okay. Friends,
so you're not just so you can really just be friends is the point, right?
Yeah. Okay. That is.
So spam, not to be like, I didn't want to offend you when I first, I just really didn't know girls really do just do it to find friends in a new area. Mm-hmm. So since she moved to a new place, she says, what do I do? Right? So what would Jamie do?
Well, for me, I would change my phone number. In the first place, I wouldn't give my phone number at all. I would
give
him like my ID for another social Kakao Talk or something like that.
Or just Instagram.
DMs. Mm. But I wouldn't give my phone number. Yeah. That's stupid.
Yeah. Even… Yeah, you can just block his number.
I think she's having fun though.
Yeah.
To be honest, I think
she's
you're
getting the
fun
attention.
Calling you because if you're fucking serious, if you're scared.
Yo,
you're
rock it, girl. All right, spam.
You're gonna change your phone number. You're gonna spam him. You're gonna delete his phone number or block it. Mm-hmm. So, what's good about you, Justin?
What about me?
What do you think? What will you do?
What would I do in this situation if a girl kept hitting me up?
Yeah, you're gonna hit him. You're gonna hit her up too.
No. If I wasn't interested, well, first of all, for me, even though I'm a guy, I wouldn't give him my phone number easily either.
Right.
That's a big deal for me too.
I mean, that's actually really it can be wrong.
Because it's annoying if they know my number.
And then if he uses it in the wrong situation.
And you can block them, but why do I have to go through that uncomfortable situation where I have to block your number if you're being that inappropriate and you keep messaging me? Yeah. That's why I wouldn't give my number easily unless I was really into a girl. Mm-hmm. And then, or really just friends, right? But then, if this happened to me, let's say, which it's never has, unfortunately. Mm. If a girl kept hitting me up, she's super interested. I was like, oh, we can hang out as friends, but I think this is a little inappropriate. Just let me know how you feel. And if he's still he goes, okay, let's be friends, then all right, be friends. But if not, just block him, I guess. Because he knows your number. What are you going to do? And changing your own number is too much work. You got to tell all your friends and family you change your number. Tell them why.
I mean, it's a lesson for her. Don't tell anyone your number to a stranger that you don't know.
Right, in a new area that you just moved to. Yeah. You just moved from Georgia to California.
And if you can't change your number, you would just block him. Right. That was with Justin. How did you feel?
This was really fun.
Really?
This was amazing, yeah. What would Jamie do? I love it. WWJT. I'm not sleepy. Okay. I'm just trying to…
Do you have another…
Stay focused.
Do you have… would you come back?
Yes. Anytime. Hit me up.
Really?
I'll be here. Any day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This was amazing.
Do you have anything to say for the last WWJD people listening to this podcast?
Everybody, please support it. You said it was on iTunes, right? You guys got to go through
Spotify,
Spotify, iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Help, you know?
Rate
it. Don't just listen. If you appreciate it, just put any kind of rating at all, right? And she's honest. She's a good person. I know her personally.
There's a special thing for today's episode. I'm going to do a CD giveaway. CD giveaway for my
CD
last…
Giveaway?
Yes, signed CD giveaway.
How do I participate? Can I get in on that too?
No.
I can't?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's my last album, Stay Beautiful. Mm. It's not an original CD, but we just made it just to give to my friends and people. And yes, I'm going to give away that. So if you want…
So it's even more custom.
CD. Yes.
It's not like a legit commercially sold CD. It's kind of custom made for you and your friends.
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Super, super limited edition.
How to enter? Can you read it for
us? Oh, yes, I can. So to find out how to enter the CD, the custom CD giveaway, follow on Instagram and Twitter.
At @WWJD_podcast. If you want the signed CD, please remember WWJD.podcast. All right, that was the show. Again, before we go, email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com or call us on the phone or via Skype +1 209-322-9953 and leave us a cute voicemail. If you guys are outside international, you can Skype. Yeah, and for
Justin, I'll just give my Instagram, I guess.
Because I think girls are going to be interested in your, how you look.
I don't know. I think my image is kind of fucked up on today's podcast. I think,
That's
but cute. I was just representing the guys out there, the majority of the guys, just trying to keep it real.
You want to keep them?
But if I could I'll just give my Instagram out. It's _JustinHyuk. So it's Justin, HYUK.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram if you want. Or you can just ghost. Just see what I look like. But this fucker, this is the guy talking right now. You guys just check out if you're curious what I look like. That's my Instagram.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you for joining WWJD.
Thank you.
What would
he's having
Jamie
me back. This is amazing.
Do?
What would Jamie do?
Into you. Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.